Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jerry Ripperger is here, too. Jerry is a 12-year, almost 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's in charge of the consulting services over there, the Principal Financial Group, and helping them reach out and touch people like you and me, small business owners out here on Main Street. And Jerry has joined us over the years with a lot of good information, a lot of good research on different things. This report he's got for us today is all about how small business owners just like you feel about the financial well-being of their businesses. Jerry, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning. You make me feel old. 12 years. I mean, granted, I was 18 when
we got
did
you
our
right
interview.
Out of high school, of course. So
yeah, right out of high school. You're correct.
We're glad you're back, Jerry. So, what was the purpose of the survey?
Well, we routinely survey business owners, and we talk there. Those are people that are employing 10 to 500 workers,
right?
To judge their attitudes about a variety of issues and how they're planning to respond to them. So we weren't surprised that, if you cut through all the rhetoric in the press today about the optimism that business owners are seeing, we fully expected that. In fact, the business owners over the last 4 years that we've surveyed have had increasing optimism over that period of time. And frankly, when you look back, they actually exceeded expectations in terms of what they're doing. And it's one thing to be optimistic, but more importantly, what we're seeing is they're actually taking action and doing things with that optimism.
Mm-hmm. What did they tell you they were doing?
Well, what we're saying, just if we ask them, how do you feel? 94% will say they're growing or they're stable.
Mm-hmm.
But 92% said they're maintaining or adding to staff. You know, we don't have to go many years back, and there were a lot of concerns that people weren't going to add staff, that mm-hmm. things were going to stagnate. And the reality is most of them are saying, nope, either maintaining or adding to my staff.
Right.
And almost three-fourths of them are saying, you know what, my financials are going to improve in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think there's no question that there's optimism out there in small businesses as of right now. As you may know, Jerry, I've been reporting on the NFIB's index mm-hmm. monthly for 16 years, 17, almost 17 years with Bill Duckenberg, the economist over there at the NFIB. And that's a 43-year record mm-hmm. of performance of theirs. And the attitudes have been, you know, I mean, of course, it's hard to keep small business owners down, right? We're pathological optimists. But there's a lot of reasons why small business owners are optimistic right now. I think one of the reasons is, and I think this is based on my polling and others as well, is that there's somebody in the White House now who's actually made a payroll like them.
Absolutely. You know, and what we're seeing is it's very interesting. One of the things we saw here and what we've kind of surmised from this is a lot of this optimism stems from the recession. I know it seems strange to think that the recession can breed optimism, but the reality is that was the worst economic event since the Great Depression.
Yep.
They know what the bottom looks like now.
Mm-hmm. And they know that if they're still in business, they know how to survive tough times. And here's something I've been saying for a long time now. In fact, I predicted this in 2009, Jerry. And that is that one of the silver linings of the Great Recession was that if you survived, and this is what your survey demonstrates, your financial condition will improve, not necessarily because of a growing economy. We know the economy barely grew. But because you found a way to survive and to be profitable in tough times, you also didn't it didn't add to your debt. And that means your balance sheet got cleaned up, which means your cash flow probably improved. That's the chickens that are coming home to roost in your report right now, I think, Jerry.
Absolutely. And one of the things you found during the recession is there are lots of things that as a business owner you think your clients valued. And you found out during the recession, here's what they really value mm-hmm. in terms of what they're willing to pay for.
Right.
And business models evolved to
That's
really
right.
focus on those true value adds.
Well, one of the things I've been saying for a long time, Jerry, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely.
And that's what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we found interesting during this study was, and this is the first time we really looked at generational differences throughout the study, is the Generation Y, in particular,
mm-hmm.
is much more optimistic on most fronts.
Hmm.
So, for example, just one of the proof points, you know, when we asked them about how optimistic they were about the economic outlook of the country, overall, 50% said they were optimistic about what this looked like going forward. But if you start breaking that down by generation, Generation Y, that number was 63%, but it fell to 36% for baby boomers.
Do you think it's because the millennials don't know the problem? What is it? What's that old story? When all about you are losing their heads while you're still keeping yours, maybe you don't understand the problem.
Could be some of that.
I'm having a little fun here. It might be because the more baby boomers are wondering how they're going to make payroll on Friday than millennials are.
Well, I think, but keep in mind, a lot of these millennials built their business model
right
in a post-recession world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They probably got less payroll because they're using more technology.
Yep, I mean, I think you could talk to any established business, and they could probably tell you a lot of legacy things they wish they weren't saddled with.
Oh, yeah, no, it's no question. Including some employees, some
sure.
legacy employees, or some infrastructure, like you were saying.
Yep, and you know, and a lot of it now, particularly in our information-enabled world, if you're building new infrastructure and new systems and new approaches,
right.
and don't have to worry about maintaining old ones, it would make me more optimistic.
Well, and you guys reported on their plans for how to use their capital and how to capitalize their growth. And we're going to talk about that when we come back after the break. In the meantime, though, I want you to tell folks how they can find your survey.
Sure. You can find more about our survey at www.principal.com. Simply look at /wellbeinginvest.
All right. So principal.com, and that's P-A-L, by the way, principal.com and /wellbeing. Is that right?
That's right, Jim.
All right. So check it out, folks. Jerry Ripperger and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.